Morning, everyone. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Anyone has any audible devices, cell phones or otherwise, please silence them now as not to disrupt the rest of the meeting. If anyone has any symptoms of the flu or a cold, please excuse yourself. Keep everyone around us safe. If you please stand and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. Rolling out item number three, this is discussion for possible action, the agenda. Approval of the agenda for this date, March the 17th, 2020. Mr. Osborne, do we have any changes to make to today's agenda?
We do, Mr. Chairman. We're going to ask that we do not have staff reports today except for one representative from the community chest. We're going to ask that we continue items number 23. It's a right-of-way down at USA Parkway. Item 28, it's closed session. Also, item 28, another closed session, and number 9, switch regarding the school's silver circuits. We would like to continue those to the April 7 County Commission meeting.
Very good. Thank you, Austin. So, public comment regarding today's agenda? You know, we get a motion to approve.
I move to approve today's agenda with the noted modifications.
I'll second.
Been moved in a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carries unanimously. Moving along now to item number 4, this discussion for possible action. Approval of the minutes for January the 21st, 2020. Is there any public comment regarding those minutes? Hearing none, if I get a motion to approve.
I move to approve the minutes for January 21st, 2020.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Moved to second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carries unanimously. Move along now to item number 5, discussion for possible action. Approval of the minutes for February the 4th, 2020. Is there any public comment regarding those minutes? Hearing none, I get a motion to approve.
I move to approve the minutes for February 4, 2020.
I'll second.
Moved in second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carries unanimously. Moving along now to today's consent agenda on item number 6. Is there any public comment regarding today's consent agenda? Hearing none, get a motion to approve.
I move to approve today's consent agenda.
I'll second.
Moved in second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carries unanimously. Moving along now to item number 7. Discussion only. Will take no action or public comment. These are Canadian staff reports. I've represented the community chest today at Shannon Parsons. Can you come on up to the podium for us, please? I'm going to have you come on up to the podium. And I know it's your first time, so we'd identify yourself for the record. And we have you there because it gets recorded, and that way the people who transcribe our meetings, they can get all the verbiage down right.
So. My name is Shannon Parsons. I'm the Development Director for Community Chest. I just wanted to let you guys know what our response is for the recent school shutdowns and business shutdowns. We currently have stopped most of our business at Community Chest as a central location and moved to telehealth or work from home. Our youth programs, Cal Buses, and our library have shut down, and our case management and counseling services have moved to telehealth, so they're doing mainly online with our clients. And our healthcare clinic is currently still open. We've moved our entrance to a isolated door entrance instead of the main entrance. But they're keeping their hours of Monday afternoons and Wednesday during the day. We also have we have a skeleton crew available for food assistance if it's needed in the county. We have an emergency number of 775-297-1267 that they can call if they are in need of food assistance. We have bags readily available to get out and distribute. If they call that number, then they can set up a time to come pick up. Instead of coming into the pantry, we'll bring the bag out to them. That number is also going to be used as our emergency line if anyone needs to get into contact with anyone at Community Chest via our counselors or case managers.
Great. Any questions for Shannon? No? Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. That will go ahead and conclude our committee and staff reports. We'll move along now to item number 8. These are board comments. We'll take no action or public comment on this. Start at the far end of the table with Commissioner Gilman.
Several items this morning, if I may. I think first a shout out to Joe Curtis and all of the emergency management department and folks here in Story County. They're doing an incredible job of getting ahead of the virus and the programs and the things that we all need to do and follow as a county. We've all been intimately involved in the planning and the direction, and I can't say enough about our group here in the county. They've done a marvelous job. There's also been a decision here made by leadership that we're not going to follow in the footsteps of Reno and ask all of our small businesses to close. It's been decided that we'll remain open for business for those that wish to. It's certainly optional. And with the caveat that everyone follow the protocols necessary for the safety of your business. And we've all, I'm sure, heard lists and lists of those by handshakes and making sure you're washing your hands and clean your doorknobs and clean your menus in your restaurant and just follow the health protocols that are necessary to stay open. Some of the businesses are even taking temperatures with these instant, I guess you'd call them, beam temperature machines. And they're testing everybody that comes into work. They're testing all of the customers that come in. They're doing that in the White House, and they're doing that in restaurants around the country. So should you choose to do something like that, the protocol generally that I've heard is that if someone tests 99.5 or above, they might want to go back to their car and leave. But if it's 99.5 or below, then you're probably good if they're not showing any other signs of coughing and having colds or something like that. So please approach cautiously, but let's all remember to remain open for business. And that includes our casinos and our bars and our restaurants and all of our businesses in and around the county. The other thing that I'd like to do just right quickly, and I'd prefer to leave this report for perhaps the next meeting, but I just want to touch on, I spent a fabulous week back in Washington, D.C., and it was just prior to or during some of the national focus on this coronavirus. But I had the opportunity to, and I was there with NACO representing, of course, Story County, and I had the opportunity to work one-on-one with pretty much all of our leadership. But I can tell you that Cortez Mastos and Senator Jackie Rosen and, of course, Mark Amaday, we had the opportunity to go one-on-one with them and later with their staff and talk about all things county. And so a couple of highlights that I'd like to talk to. And we've already experienced some success at this. But the administration back there is really focused on reorganizing the national business climate. And what that means in their goal, and actually this is an office directly out of the White House, but their goal is to improve the permitting process that we all have to go through, whether it be for affordable home building or permitting process for the counties of any kind. They've created a one-stop shop back there whereby if you're having trouble getting to the BLM or you're having trouble to getting to the environmental folks, if you'll call there, and Alex Hergott is the deputy director of that particular group. Charles is my contact. But if we're having any issues here in our county, we have a number we can call and a group that will help focus us and get us the callback that we need to get our permitting done. And we've seen an example of that here just recently, and I don't know that we've had complete success, but that may well be the case. But we've been trying to get through and have had multiple attempts to get through the Section 106 bureaucracy, which has allowed us to put up the tower here in Virginia City for communication purposes. And we were having trouble getting a call back to actually work through that process and get our tower permitted. And I can tell you we had one meeting back there. We talked to one individual back there, and also I'm going to shout out to Congressman Amade. But we got that call made instantly, and we've been waiting for weeks and weeks to get something like that to happen. So I'm watching back there that our federal government is attempting to change to more of a business base, and they're trying to coordinate all of the agencies that we have to work with so that we don't have to go through 30 agencies to get one permitting process done. That could be our Hope Road and highway improvements, for example. The highway department in the past has taken 9-10 years to get through a NEPA permit where you could actually improve your roadways. They've now set through a directive that they'd like that done in 1 year or less. And there's some talk that it may take more like 3, but it's not going to be 9 or 10. So across the board in all agencies that we all have to address in our lives, they're doing everything this administration is possible to make our lives simpler. And, you know, I was really interested. We talk about affordable housing. That becomes a conversation regularly. I didn't realize this, but the cost of a home, 27% of that cost is just due to regulatory fees. Every home we build, 27% of the cost of those homes, 27%. And if you're building a multifamily, 42% of your cost of those apartments are regulatory fees. And so there's a lot of focus back there. Simplify our lives, run our entire country, much like Story County does. We run like a business. And our processes have given us great success here in our county. And it's heartening for me to see they're doing that in Washington. So I have a lot more that I could share with you. Let's save that for next time. I know that there's some urgency in this meeting. But rest assured, we have some incredible leadership going back in Washington. And I was really blessed to get a chance to see, hear, and know that we have some pretty fine leadership back.
Great. Thanks, Lance. Mm-hmm. Vice Chairman Carmona.
Nothing too exciting. I did get to tour the jail last week. I know that's one of the things we've got to take care of. Pretty impressed. Definitely glad I'm on this side of the bars. But was able to meet some of the folks that work there. And I was pretty impressed. You know, for small Story County, I think we run a pretty good ship over there. That's it.
Good. Okay, yeah. Follow up on Commissioner Gilman with the businesses that are operating in Story County, those that choose to stay open. I'm not sure how you'd make a determination on which businesses should close and which ones should stay open. I know that the threshold they have today is to go ahead and at least you're going to be open to keep your occupancy at 50% of occupancy. If anybody's walked the main street recently, that won't be a problem. It's less than 50% occupancy, and it's probably going to stay that way for a little while longer. So anyway, those of you, I hope you will follow suit with the county manager and shop local and try to do your business with, even if you're off the hill, doing business with small business operators, because this is going to be the largest hardship that probably anyone's experienced since the financial crisis of 2008, 2009, sometime around there. So anyway, shop local and try to keep your dollars going into small businesses to keep them afloat. Moving along now to item number 10. Discussion for possible action, approval of engagement letter for Eddie Bailey, sales tax Tesla. Ms. McCain.
Good morning. Jennifer McCain, Interim Comptroller. This is more of a formality that we have done for the last few years. Ide Bailey does the reporting on the Tesla taxes that come through our county, and we pay them back to Tesla. This agreement, engagement letter, basically just lines out the processes and procedures that they go through. There's no financial impact for the county. So last year, Chairman McBride signed it. I'm not sure if you approve signing it, if you want to sign it again or authorize Austin Osborne to sign it.
If it's usually we have it outlined in the agenda on who's to sign.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It does say the for this board to authorize the signing of the Ide Bailey engagement letter. I think as long as the attorneys are fine with it, it could go either way. Either the chairman signs this or I sign it on behalf. You authorize me to. That's fine. Okay.
And very the chairman good. Has signed it for the last couple of years, so we should probably just keep it consistent.
Great. Is there any public comment regarding this item? Fair enough. I get a motion to approve.
Jay Carmona, move to approve the engagement letter for Ide Bailey sales tax related to Tesla.
Second.
Move to second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Unanimously. Move along now to item number 11, discussion for possible action, selection of auditor for fiscal year ending June the 30th, 2020. Ms. McCann.
We have to let the Nevada Department of Taxation know each year in March who we are choosing to be our auditor. We are recommending that we stay with the Petrion Thornton and keep Joe Costanza as our external auditor. He's been with us for 2 years. First year was a little rough with him getting to know ours. The second year was a little rougher with our software transfer. We're definitely planning on this year being a little easier, and he is keeping his cost at the same price.
Well, that's good to hear that. I know they're a reputable company.
Yes.
And
if I may, he's been very helpful in, you know, our changes that have been going on in our office. He's made himself available to us and answered any questions we have, given opinions and advice, and I think that's another plus to keep him. Some companies aren't worth doing that. They'll charge you every time you call them, and he's not doing that to us.
Terry. Commissioners, have any questions for Jennifer?
No, we do not.
Is there any public comment regarding this item? Get a motion to approve.
Hi, Jay Carmona. Move to approve per NRS. The Story County Commissioners do hereby select Petrion Thornton CPA LTD as the auditor for the fiscal year ending in June 30, 2020, and authorize Austin Osborne County Manager to sign the attached engagement letter.
Motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Moved and second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Thank you.
Here's. Thank you, Jennifer. Moving along now to item number 12, discussion for possible action. Discussion and direction from two staff from the board on the draft Story County Capital Improvement Plan. Mr. Osborne.
All right, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Our team is working on a capital improvement plan for the county that would include capital expenses, infrastructure expenses, equipment, major capital outlay. And as discussed last year in developing this plan, it's a comprehensive plan. It's lengthy and taking a lot of time in order for us to put something together that's meaningful, actually may happen and be conformed with, and tying it into the budget and into the strategic plan. There is some concurrent work going on here, of course, with the strategic plan and the budget, and we recognize that. So this plan may not become absolutely final until sometime in the summer, but it's to the point now where we have enough outline here that we would like to show the board and the public of what we plan on doing for this next budget season. And then there's a pretty confident look at what we would be doing for 21 and 22. Anything beyond that right now, anything that's anybody listed is on there. It doesn't mean that those things will happen or be budgeted for or land up in our plan. But it's I've asked all department heads, take a look at anything you can think of that might be needed across the county and put it in there. So you will notice those items do not have any dates associated with them. So at this point, we're just requesting from the public and this board a discussion of the draft CIP, where we think we're going. Is this the way we want to go? And Jennifer's team and our budget team are looking at this when we're working on our tentative budget meetings with our department heads at this point.
Thank you, Austin. And going along forward with this is that as we get this dialed in, a little bit better going forward. We never know what's in store for the county financially, and putting together this capital improvement plan, which we've been talking about for a long time, and now it's coming to fruition, is that even by putting this in place, if we find that in the future that we have a downturn in revenue collection in the county, we don't have to go forward with all or any of the items that are on this capital improvement plan, because these are just projects that we want to do, but they don't have to be done immediately. So just keep that in mind as we're talking about spending money in the county. Do the commissioners have anything to weigh in on this or ask any questions?
Not at this time.
Okay. Is there any public comment regarding this item? Oh, Ms. Bard.
Nicole Bark, Story County resident. Just two questions. In looking at the list, it looks like it's a brainstorming list, so I understand that it hasn't been vetted and pared down. But also in looking at the list, I notice that there are things in there that, to me, look like routine operation or maintenance items. So that got me to thinking, what's the definition of a capital project on which, or a capital improvement project on which you spend capital funds, as separated from what I as a department manager have to do in order to keep my department running? And tangential to that is there a special fund, capital improvement fund, that funds that? So are we banded by NRS as to what we can spend the money on? Is there a special fund where that money comes from?
Did you have specific items on there that you wanted to bring up? You said there were two items on there.
It's a laundry list. It isn't.
Well, sure it is. That's
yeah, what. And I understand that.
This is the beginning steps.
No, I know.
So that's why there is a laundry list.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is right now, like you said, it's a talking paper, looking at what we want. There are some things in there that would probably constitute maintenance. There were some things in the earlier drafts that were really maintenance and that we've weeded out. So there's still that conversation going on. Some of that stuff will be moved out. Capital improvement. So when you look at major equipment outlay, that's pretty simple. We're going to buy a tractor. We're going to buy a dump truck. That sort of thing. There's going to be your equipment. There's some major plans like the Story County Water Resources Plan. That's a capital outlay. I mean, it's in a planning element of that. When you look at roads, there's probably some cape seals and things like this in here that you could look and say, well, is that maintenance? But really it is right now in our roads capital outlay. Jason's team is working with Far West Engineering right now and updating that. So I didn't put that existing list in here because it's probably going to change substantially in more alignment with this, because I think this has been more of a talking paper with our department heads, and now it's going to become more of a talking paper with our communities. We want those plans to be in that way rather than we just determine this in-house and then it's just going to become done. So that has been discussed in last week, and then that document's going to come out in another public meeting we'll talk about. So anything you talk about, laying asphalt, building buildings, you see all these things in here, those are capital outlay things. There are, and I can let Jennifer, she could talk to the specific funds, but there are capital outlay funds for these things. Infrastructure, for example. A bridge would be in an infrastructure. A major road would be an infrastructure. Sewer and water has a lot of infrastructure items, you know, et cetera.
Okay, you brought up roads. That's a good example because it was one of many that I saw in there. We have a roads budget as part of the county budget.
Correct.
So cap sealing and all of that is typically in that budget, and I was wondering, Why is that on a capital list when it's part of a road budget that you do every year anyway? So, again, if you're going to call stuff out as part of the process, that's great, but
But the roads budget has a capital plan. It's a plan. So we want to have a plan for buildings or roads or water or sewer or all these things. So when we're doing roads, we have two ways of doing it. We can just go out there and drive around and pave what we think we want to do, or we can have a plan in place that says, year one, we're going to pave this road. Year two, we're going to pave this road. Year three, we're going to cape seal this road.
And then what we don't have quite yet, we're working on, is that year 3, 4, and 5 project, we want to make sure that money's actually there in year 5. So we're going to work with Jennifer's team in budgeting year 1, year 2, year 3, year 4, like a savings account, making sure that money's there year on 5. So when that road is in critical need and our financial situation may not be the same, that designated fund has that money there for that project, regardless of the state of the economy, regardless of our change and shift and whatever we need to do.
Okay.
What Chairman McBride said is also right, though. We may need to amend, you know, depending on circumstances that happen.
I'm glad to hear that. That's good. But this doesn't get funded through an extra percent out of sales tax like the infrastructure fund does.
This is existing funds. I've let Jennifer speak to those very specifics. There's nothing in here that says, you know, we're going to raise taxes.
Okay, so this is, So this is general fund money that is going to be put aside, as opposed to the money that goes into infrastructure, which is prescribed by NRS as to where that money can be spent.
Oh, you're right and not. So it's not all general fund. Water and sewer are not general fund. There are other funds in it. Roads is a special fund. There's certain funds in here that are not necessarily general, but they would be treated accordingly. So if it's roads in here, that's going to be the roads budget.
All right.
And then the NRS elements, yeah, when this is to that point, then those things will start being set forth by what the NRS
indicates. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'd like to mention as well, I think, point taken. The CPI that we're creating here in Story County is going to be looked at and reviewed by the state. It's going to be looked at and reviewed by other counties. It's going to be addressed in future legislative sessions. And we're going to assume that as our county continues to prosper over the next 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, there's a strong probability that we'll be generating a generous cash flow. And as that cash flow generates in the county, others outside of the county are going to be looking as to how to have a part of that. We've already seen in past legislatures where they're attempting to pass resolutions which would allow them to analyze how much we have and how much they get of our pot. And so one of the important elements for our county is to identify a capital improvement plan list over the next 5 or 10 or 15 years. And it doesn't mean that we're looking at capitalizing it today, but we want it on a list so we're identified, so our county cash flows come first to our county before they go outside to others. And that will happen, and it's already been looked at in the past. And we're going to be required to work in Carson City, especially, every single legislative session to protect our cash flow and income. Others want it. They've already been after it, and that's probably one of the most important things we can do in future years. This CPI is critical to that. Thank you.
Thanks, Lance. Any additional public comment?
Sam Toll, Gold Hill. To that end, Mr. Gilman, I know that you had spoken at a couple of town hall meetings regarding the prospect of large cash flow opportunities in the county. What do you think creating this capital improvement list, which has been under development now for multiple years, will guarantee or assure that the counties will not be able to go after whatever funds might have been earmarked for whatever projects are on the capital improvement plan?
I don't know that I have a crystal ball that will guarantee anything in government. Federal government has the ability, state government has the ability to close us as a community. So guarantees, no, sir, there aren't. But there are certain protocols that we follow that are disciplines that are put us at an advantage in defending ourselves in the future. And I think the guarantee I can give you is others are going to be looking at our cash flow across the county line, and they're going to want a part of it. So this capital improvement plan will help us defend ourselves in those circumstances.
Good, yeah. There's no question that folks are going to be licking their chops as they have in the past. So thank you very much.
Any additional public comment? Okay. Is there any action you want us to take on this, Mr. Osborne?
Mr. Chairman, I think just I'll read it. It would be to motion direct staff to continue developing the capital improvement program or plan, and we'll continue to do so and tying it into the budget as well as the concurrent strategic plan.
Very good. Okay. Mr. Carmona?
Hi, Jay Carmona. Motion to direct staff to continue developing the Story County Capital Improvement Plan and to use the draft plan as a guide toward developing the 2021 tentative budget.
Okay. We have a motion. We have a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Moving along now to item number 13, discussion for possible action. Approval of Memorandum of Understanding, amending Article 7 of the 2017-2020 Collective Bargaining Agreement between Story County, the employer, and the Story County Sheriff's Office Employees Association of Police and Sheriff's Officers and APSO Local 9110, the union. Mr. Osborne? Are you going to take it? Are you
going yes, to take
Jen's
going
okay. to. Ms. Chapman?
Good morning. Jen Chapman for the record. After review of the employee position classification plan for the Sheriff's Office, we pretty much determined that an update was needed in the CBA to ensure consistent position classification. This requested MOU will clarify language in the CBA to ensure consistent language and approaches taken during the hiring process for positions subject to the CBA and the Sheriff's Department due to the nature of their duties, responsibilities, and job specifications. It's just a small addition MOU to make sure that we're taking consistent approaches and applying it in the future. Yeah, thank you.
Thanks, sir. Okay. Any public comment regarding this item? Fair enough. I get a motion to approve this MOU.
Based on the recommendation by staff and the tentative agreement MOU between the employer and the union, I, Jay Carmona, motion to approve the MOU amending Article 7 of the 2017 to 2020 Collective Bargaining Agreement between Story County and the Story County Sheriff's Office Employees, Association of the Police and Sheriff's Office Officers, and Local 9110 Union.
Wait a second. I have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right, moving along to item number 14. We're going to recess as the Story County Board of County Commissioners and convene as the Story County Board of Fire Commissioners. Bringing us to item number 15. This is discussion for possible action. Discussion and direction to staff from the Fire Board on the draft Story County Fire Protection District Capital Improvement Plan.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and Chief Nevin is here too. This is pretty much the same thing we discussed on the Story County Capital Improvement Plan. I don't believe I need to repeat all of it. There are highlighted, bolded parts in the attachment to the other one that would apply to the fire district, and I'll let Chief Nevin speak to any specific things of his interest.
For the record, Jeff Nevin, Fire Chief. Just echo what Austin said. Nothing specific in there. Those are some of the things that we feel that we need to identify as being items that we replace in the future. One of those is an ambulance for the next budget year. The current ambulances were all purchased in 2015, I believe. The mileage is starting to rack up on them, the wear and tear. Those will be eventually moved into a reserve or a second out, if you will, backup model, and replacing, instead of replacing all of them all at the same time, my plan is to replace one every other year until we get to that, you know, maybe every 5 years type of thing. So, but again, those items in there are just more of a placeholder for things that we feel may need to come up in the future. So,
Chief, these older ambulances have already been rechassied once, haven't they?
Yeah, they have.
Yeah. So we've gotten two life cycles out of them already.
Yeah, and talking with the vendor, they feel that these can be done again if necessary. The ones that we're going to rechassis are on their original chassis, so they'll be a one first-time remount.
Oh, okay. Which is a cost savings.
It is, yeah. The problem we've run into is finding cabin chassis that are available. We had to order a Ford F-450 just for the weight values of the ambulance, the patient compartment and things, and it's 12 weeks out, so that's become a hindrance in the process, but that's for the one that was approved the last budget. So.
Very good. Commissioners, have any more questions for Chief? Any public comment regarding this item?
Mr. Chairman, before you motion, I just want to point for the record here that ultimately when the capital improvement plan is completed, the fire district will have its own CIP and the county will have its own CIP.
Right. Thank
and
you
we do also. Have that separate fund in place currently. So.
Right. Okay. Motion to approve.
Jay Carmona, motion to direct staff to continue developing the Story County Fire Protection District Capital Improvement Plan and to use the draft plan as a guide towards developing the 2021 tentative budget.
One second.
Move in a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Okay, moving along to item number 16. This is a discussion for possible action. This is approval of the battalion chief compensation policy. Are you going to handle it, Chief? Or?
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. Go right ahead.
Again, for the record, Jeff Nevin. This policy has been worked on with HR and labor relations for probably the last 4 to 5 months, trying to make sure we get it right and get done what needs to be done. Previously, the battalion chiefs followed per compensation and things the firefighters union contract. Not everything was applicable to the battalion chiefs. They're still an at-will employee and are not protected by any unions or contracts. So it was easier as far as pay to pay them the same way because they all worked the same schedule. In the last contract, the firefighters union went to a 26.69-hour per year pay schedule. I'd like, with this policy, to move the battalion chiefs back to the 29-12 so that we know that their purse contributions are the way they should be.
Right. Commissioner, any questions for the chief? Any public comment regarding this item? Hearing none, get a motion to approve.
Based on the recommendation by staff and in conformance with the Story County Fire District administrative policies and procedures, I, Jay Carmona, motion to approve the battalion chief's compensation policy.
Second.
Been moved in second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Moving along now to item number 17. This is discussion for possible action to approve and accept funds donated by Switch to fund implementation of mobile data terminals for the fire district. Chief Nevin.
Again, Jeff Nevin for the record. This is something that we've been looking at for a number of years. It would help us with mapping throughout the county, putting on automatic vehicle locators so we know where our resources are at all time, which would assist in dispatching the closest resource possible instead of just doing it by the run cards that we currently have. Hopefully, in eventuality, it would be able to tie into some of our mutual aid partners and be able to actually use the closest resource, whether it's a Story County rig or REMSA or Truckee Meadows type of thing. But right now, we're more focused on mapping of the county, our pre-plans for our large target hazards on both ends of the county. We were looking at ways to try and fund this, and Battalion Chief Longcar in the audience, he has stepped up and put out some feelers and was actually approached by Switch. They wanted to fund this for us, the setup in the first year and possibly continuance if funds are available for the foreseeable future.
That's terrific. It's a great plan. It's kind of like Uber, isn't it?
Something similar, yeah. These would be, the tough books that were approved a few meetings ago. These would be in the engines. All the information would be stored in there. They could take it with them when they have activated fire alarm or structured fire, things like that. look at all the information that's associated with that business, pre-plan or the floor plans, electrical shutoffs, gas shutoffs, things like that, responsible party phone numbers. Anything that we can think we can put in there would be put in there just to give that added information.
Very good. Commissioners, any additional questions for the chief?
I just want to give a shout out right now to Switch. And I think it goes without saying that they have proven themselves to be probably one of the finest corporate citizens that we have here in Story County. They've been active in the schools. They've been active in the fire department. They are focused on the betterment of our culture here in Story County, and we owe them a debt of gratitude. I just want to focus on that and make sure we all understand what a wonderful group they have in our
community. Yeah, this was amazing for us to get that phone call.
Well, you're right on that, Commissioner Gilman. We'll have Switch back here at our next regularly scheduled meeting for the assistance that they give the Virginia City Silver Blocks. So.
Very deserving.
Robotics, Super Bricks. Okay. Any additional public comment? Hearing none. Motion to approve.
Jay Carmona, make a motion to approve the acceptance of the donation from Switch to fund the implementation of mobile data terminals for use by the fire district.
I'll second your motion.
Moved and second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Moving along to item 18, discussion for possible action.
Did Jay say aye?
To approve resolution number 20-566, a resolution of the Board of Commissioners of Story County Fire Protection District authorizing the Chief of the Story County Fire Protection District to sign annual operating plans relating to interlocal agreements between Story County Fire Protection District and the State of Nevada Division of Forestry, addressing cooperation and managing wildland fires. Chief Nevin.
Again, Jeff Nevin for the record. This was upon advice and consultation with the district attorney's office that we bring this resolution to you to basically a time saver. These annual operating plans are addressed, and especially this one is addressed in the wildfire preparedness plan that we have with the state of Nevada that gets approved every 2 years. This operating plan was addressed in that master document last year, so this just basically allows me to sign off on that document that's already been approved by the board.
Okay. Very good. Thanks, Jeff. Any additional questions for the chief? Any public comment regarding this item? Hearing none, we get a motion to approve.
Hi, Jay Carmona. Make a motion to approve resolution number 20-566, authorizing the fire chief to sign annual operation plans as they apply to the interlocal agreement with the Story County Fire Protection District and the State of Nevada Division of Forestry.
I'll second.
You have to read the...
Just the title?
Yeah.
Okay. He already read it in, but I'll do it again.
All right.
Resolution number 20-566, a resolution of the Board of Fire Commissioners of Story County Fire Protection District authorizing the Chief of the Story County Fire Protection District to sign annual operating plans relating to the interlocal agreements between the Story County Fire Protection District and the State of Nevada Division of Forestry, addressing cooperation and managing wildland fires.
Okay. So now we can go.
Yeah, I already read it.
Right.
Thanks. Have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Moved to second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Moving along now to item number 19, discussion for possible action. To approve the operating plan for the Wildland Fire Protection Program, interlocal contact between the Story County Fire Protection District and the Nevada Division of Forestry.
This is that plan. So you've just approved that resolution, but we wanted to make sure it was on the agenda just in case. So.
Okay. Cover all the bases.
Yes,
once
sir.
Again, we'll ask if there's any public comment. Hearing none. Motion to approve.
Hi, Jay Carmona. Move to approve the operating plan for the Wildland Fire Protection Program between the Story County Fire Protection District and the Nevada Division of Forestry, and authorize the fire chief to sign the plan.
Second your motion.
It's been moved and second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries unanimously. At this time, we're going to recess as the Story County Fire Protection District Board and convene as the Story County Liquor License Board. Bring us up to item number 21. This is discussion for possible action. Approval of the first reading of liquor license for Cafe Del Rio, 394 South C Street, Virginia City, Nevada, 89440. The applicants are Sarah Burnett and Kimberly Moore. Sheriff Antonoro.
As indicated, first reading, they've made it through the first hurdle without any prohibitions. Both of them have been involved with the operation of the restaurant for a while, so I think it'll be a good transition and recommend that they be approved.
Very good. Thanks, Sheriff. Is there public comment regarding this item? Okay. Full disclosure, I, too, hold a liquor license on the main street. It's not in proximity to this restaurant, but voting on this measure would affect this licensee no differently than anyone else. So with that said, if I can get a motion to approve.
I, Jay Carmona, recommend the approval of a liquor license for Cafe Del Rio, 394 South C Street, Virginia City, Nevada, 89440. Applicants are Sarah Burnett and Kimberly Moore.
Second your motion.
So we're moving to second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Thank you, Sheriff. At this time, we're going to recess as the Story County Liquor Board and reconvene as the Story County Board of Commissioners. Bringing us up to item number 24, discussion for possible action. Approval of the second reading for the general business license for Battleborne Personal Protection Training. P.O. Box 177, Virginia City. The applicant is Caleb Edlund. Sheriff Antonoro.
This applicant is doing instructions for CCW, has met all of the requirements for the course of instruction, everything. No reason that they should be denied an item and or a license.
Very good. Thank you, Sheriff. So any public comment regarding this applicant? Hearing none, I'll get a motion to approve.
Jay Carmona, motion to approve the second reading for the general business license for Battleborne Personal Protection Training, P.O. Box 177, Virginia City, Nevada, 89440. The applicant is Caden Edlund.
Second.
Okay, moving to second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Thank you, Sheriff. Moving along now to item number 25, discussion for possible action. This is the approval of business license second readings, A through J. Mr. Osborne.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Community Development does recommend approval of items A through J, all of the second reading business licenses.
Is there any public comment regarding any of these business licenses up for second reading? Hearing none, get a motion to approve.
All right, Jay Carmona, move to approve the second reading of business licenses A through J.
Second.
Moving to second, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Moving along now to item number 26, public comment. We'll take public comment now.
Sam Toll, Gold Hill. It's great to be back. I'm sure you all miss me. I'd like to start off by encouraging you, as I have at every opportunity the last couple of years, to allow folks who don't have the luxury of time to have public comment be made at the beginning and the end of the public meeting. I know that here in Story County, there's an awful lot of talk about residents coming first, and being able to have folks who have schedules, jobs, or don't want to wait through the meeting be able to address you fellas before the business is conducted, I think, is an appropriate step. I know that one of the folks who's running for commissioner as a Republican has made that one of his platforms. I wholly encourage you to take that opportunity, although I'm not holding my breath. A year ago, I was lobbying with other folks in the journalism industry in Nevada for Sunshine Week. This week is designated nationally as Sunshine Week, whereby folks who are involved in the news industry take an opportunity to talk about how important it is to have access to public information. I'd like to give some awards today. Chief Nevin has responded to every public records request I've made within a day or two. Sheriff Antonora's office has responded to every public records request I have made within 5 days. Vanessa Stevens has responded to many of my public records requests within an hour, and certainly has never waited for more than 5 days, which NRS requires. Sadly, that's not the experience I have with other offices. Ms. Langer, I've got two public records requests in your office that have been languishing for over a year. I sent a couple of public records requests to Mr. Osborne 2 months ago, one simply requesting the previous waste management contract. I was promised those receipt of the five public records requests I made on February 28th. I haven't heard anything since. Commissioner Gilman, I've sent you two public records requests. One of them is over a year old. And the reality is that when Story County went through their process of determining what their county slogan and county vision statement would be, they requested input from the public. There were five separate line items, and transparency was mentioned in four of them. There's an awful lot of discussion about transparency, but when the rubber actually hits the road, it's fairly opaque around here. Interestingly, I've spoken with other journalists who have submitted public records requests, and they suggest there's no problem at all. Most folks with the Nevada Independent, with the RGJ, with other entities tell me that they get their records requests submitted right away. So the only thing that I can conclude is that there must be a reason that mine aren't being tended to as quickly as others. NRS was modified last year based upon the legislation that we lobbied for. SB 287 allows for fines and punitive measures to be implemented in the event that...
Can I interrupt you for a moment?
Please.
Are we going to have to set the time clock up again, or can you wrap it up?
Do you not
well,
think...
Well, we like to have a three-minute threshold of giving public comments.
Has it been over 3 minutes?
Do you want to wrap it up?
Yeah, I'm going to sue the county if you guys don't get your acts together. Bottom line is NRS allows both the ability to sue, to have lawyers, attorney's fees to be, reimbursed, and to have punitive fines. That's the last thing I want to do. It is an absolute waste of both of our times and resources. And if, in fact, you believe in transparency, then you should show it. Thank you.
Thank you. Additional public comment? Ms. Bard. Do we have to set the stopwatch?
No. Nicole Bard, Story County resident. Maybe it's coming during the special meeting. I don't know. But my question is, I'm sure there's been a lot of activity behind the scenes. I know there has. Are you going to be talking about what the county is going to be doing, you know, going forward with COVID-19? You've made the statement, Lance, that we're not closing our businesses. I think that's the right call. But what else is going on? What about our seniors? What about our kids? The businesses are staying open, but there are other things that will impact them here. What about events? Those kinds of things. Is that going to...
Hang around for about 10 minutes.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. Any additional public comment? Okay, before we adjourn, we'll take about a... I'm going to adjourn this meeting. We're going to take about a 10-minute recess, and then we're going to come back to a special meeting, okay? And then we're going to talk about the state of affairs, okay? So we're going to adjourn.